Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Zu den größten Showkämpfen der Welt. Pinfall. Der Wrestling Talk mit Kevin Scheuren und Thomas Steuer auf meinsportradio.de.
Einen schönen guten Tag und herzlich willkommen zu Pinfall, dem Wrestling-Magazin auf meinsportradio.de. Mein Name ist Kevin Scheuren, schön, dass ihr eingeschaltet habt zu einer kleinen Sonderedition von Pinfall heute. Ja, wir hatten ein bisschen Pause hier bei Pinfall, aber das wird sich in der nächsten Zeit ändern. Wir haben einige tolle Sachen rund um die WWE für euch schon im Köcher. Die WWE kommt ja schließlich auch nach Deutschland. Die Deutschland-Tour steht an. Am 7. November ist die WWE in Köln in der Lanxess Arena und am 8. November in Frankfurt in der Festhalle. Und am 7. November ist auch das WWE Tryout und da werde ich zu Gast sein, werde da mal hinter die Kulissen schauen können, da freue ich mich schon sehr drauf, könnt ihr euch auch drauf freuen, werde ich so eine kleine Reportage machen, wie es da so abgeht. Dann am 7.11. abends ist die Show in Köln, dann am 8.11. an meinem Geburtstag in Frankfurt, da werde ich dann vor Ort sein, also wenn ihr auch da seid, dann sagt Bescheid, ja, dann treffen wir uns, dann könnt ihr mir natürlich zum Geburtstag gratulieren, aber wir können uns dann auch mal dort treffen und kennenlernen. Heute ist es so, dass Stephanie McMahon, die Chief Brand Officer von World Wrestling Entertainment, einen Conference Call, also einer dieser Konferenzschaltungen mit Journalisten aus der ganzen Welt abgehalten hat, rund um WWE Evolution, dem reinen Frauen-Pay-Per-View in der Nacht von Sonntag, dem 28. Oktober, auf Montag, den 29. Oktober, wird das Ganze stattfinden im Nassau Coliseum in New York. Also im Bundesstaat New York und da gab es heute dann das Pressegespräch zu und ich durfte daran teilnehmen. Aktuell ist es ja so, dass wir für diesen reinen Pay-Per-View folgende Matches haben. Trish Stratus und Lita gegen Alexa Bliss und Mickie James. Io Shirai gegen Toni Storm, das Finale der Mae Young Classic, das kann man schon mal vorwegnehmen. Rhea Ripley gegen eine Konkurrentin, die noch auszumachen ist. NXT UK Women's Championship. Kairi Sane gegen Shayna Baszler um den NXT Women's Title. Becky Lynch gegen Charlotte Flair, Last Woman Standing Match um den SmackDown Women's Title und Ronda Rousey gegen Nikki Bella um den Raw Women's Championship und es werden noch einige weitere Matches dazukommen, das ist mal sicher. Und Stephanie McMahon hat sich rund eine halbe Stunde Zeit genommen heute, um über diesen Frauen-Pay-Per-View zu sprechen. Aktuell in der WWE ja einiges im Argen, wenn man so will, rund um die Saudi-Arabien-Show Crown Jewel, die eigentlich am 2. November stattfinden soll oder offensichtlich auch immer noch stattfindet, ist da ja sehr in der Kritik, auch von amerikanischen Politikern, die wollen, dass die WWE diese Show nicht veranstaltet. Unter anderem ist es ja auch so, dass keine Frauen dort auftreten werden, wenn diese Veranstaltung denn stattfindet. Und deswegen gibt es dann 5 Tage vorher diesen reinen Frauen-Pay-Per-View. Ist auch so ein bisschen kritisch zu sehen, warum man das jetzt dann so hektisch macht, aber wir freuen uns darauf. Wir freuen uns auf diese Veranstaltung, denn es wird, glaube ich, was ziemlich Cooles. Es wird etwas sein, was die WWE erneut ein bisschen nach vorne hebt, erneut ein bisschen etwas Besonderes gibt, denn es ist der erste reine Frauen-Pay-Per-View in der Geschichte von World Wrestling Entertainment und wenn wir uns an die Geschichte des Frauen-Wrestlings bei WWE erinnern und jetzt einfach mal nur auf WWE schauen, dann ist es so, dass diese Frauen-Division auf jeden Fall einen riesigen Schritt nach vorne gemacht hat. Wenn wir uns mal daran erinnern, an die Zeit, als Stephanie McMahon zur WWE gekommen ist, als On-Air-Character, das ist jetzt 20 Jahre her. Und was Frauen da gemacht haben und was Frauen jetzt machen in der WWE, das ist komplett anders. Und deswegen können wir uns auf gute Matches freuen. Wir können uns, glaube ich, auch auf eine richtig gute Stimmung freuen. Und ich freue mich sehr drauf, um das nochmal rund zu machen. Und jetzt gleich, nach einer kurzen Pause, gibt es dann für euch den Conference Call in voller Länge. Einmal ganz kurz mit einer kleinen Pause durchtrennt, dann könnt ihr kurz durchschnaufen. Das sind viele Fragen von der internationalen Presse, sehr schön, sehr bunt gemischt und generell das Feedback auf diese Veranstaltung ist sehr positiv. Also wir alle wollen, glaube ich, dass diese Veranstaltung ein Erfolg wird, wollen, dass das Frauenwrestling in der WWE auch den Stellenwert bekommt, den es bekommen soll. Und wer weiß, was sich daraus entwickelt. Vielleicht ja ein eigener Brand auf dem WWE-Network. Zu wünschen wäre es der ein oder anderen Frau, die jetzt auch so ein bisschen durchhängt in den Wochenshows Raw, SmackDown, NXT natürlich auch und später auch NXT UK. Also können wir uns, glaube ich, alle sehr gespannt zeigen auf das, was passiert. Zu Stephanie McMahon, sie ist Chief Brand Officer und Co-Gründerin von Connors Cure, der Charity, der Stiftung, die die WWE und die sie und ihr Mann Triple H in die Wege geleitet haben. Sie ist, ja, wenn man so will, die Thronfolgerin auf Vince McMahon. Sie ist die Frau, die auch diese Women's Evolution in der WWE vorangetrieben hat, zumindest in der Öffentlichkeit das Gesicht davon darstellt und ein ganz, ganz wichtiger Faktor auch ist, die auch in der Öffentlichkeit dafür steht, die Gleichberechtigung von Frauen voranzutreiben, sehr viel auch mit jungen Kindern arbeitet, mit jungen Mädchen arbeitet und ja, da zeigen will, dass Frauen eine klare Chance verdient haben, auch im Professional Wrestling, auch im Sports Entertainment und deswegen ist sie sowas wie das Gesicht von WWE Evolution. So soll es auch sein, so wie Triple H das Gesicht von NXT ist, muss es auch eins für Evolution geben und das ist in diesem Fall Stephanie McMahon, die sich, wie gesagt, Zeit genommen hat für internationale Presse, die das Ganze einfach auch rund gemacht hat im Gespräch mit den Journalisten. Ich durfte auch 3 Fragen stellen, das war ganz toll. Und ja, bin gespannt, wie ihr das findet. Gerne Feedback dalassen auf unserer Facebook-Seite. Sucht mal nach Pinfall MSR und dann könnt ihr dort auf Like drücken in die Kommentare unter diesem Podcast auf meinsportradio.de. Und ja, einiges wird auf euch zukommen, hier im Podcast-Bereich auf meinsportradio.de, bei Pinfall, dem Wrestling-Talk auf meinsportradio.de und könnt ihr euch drauf freuen. Also ich freue mich sehr auf diese Reportage am 7.11. in Köln, beim Tryout da mal dabei zu sein und mir das angucken zu können. Dann auf die Show am 8.11. freue ich mich auch, natürlich auf WWE Evolution, über das wir sprechen werden. Dann hoffentlich auch wieder mit meinem Kollegen Thomas Steuer. Und je nachdem, was in Saudi-Arabien passiert, natürlich auch das. Aber was wir auch machen wollen, ist so ein paar Themenausgaben zu machen. Also nicht immer nur über das Aktuelle zu sprechen, natürlich auch das ein bisschen zu analysieren und in eine Perspektive zu bringen, aber eben auch so Sonderthemen zu besprechen. Einfach mal so ein paar Themen, die uns unter den Nägeln brennen, rund um WWE. Und da haben wir auch schon einen Gast im Hinterkopf, oder beziehungsweise ich habe einen Gast im Hinterkopf, den ich mal einladen werde, um darüber zu sprechen. Das alles zu einem späteren Zeitpunkt. Jetzt erstmal eine kurze Pause und dann der Conference Call rund um WWE Evolution, dem ersten reinen WWE Frauen Pay-Per-View in der Nacht vom 28. Oktober auf den 29. Oktober auf dem WWE Network mit Stephanie McMahon, Chief Brand Officer von World Wrestling Entertainment. Bleibt also dran hier bei Pinfall, dem Wrestling-Magazin auf meinsportradio.de.
Mein Lieblingspodcast auf meinsportradio.de.
Hallo, hier ist Malte Asmus. Jeden Montag hörst du mich zusammen mit Desiree Wolf und Thomas Wischnewski bei Nur Golf. Nur Golf ist für dich der Double Albatross unter den Sportpodcasts? Dann gib uns dein Feedback auf iTunes und bewerte Nur Golf mit 5 Sternen.
Dir gefällt, was du hörst? Dann rezensiere unsere Sendungen jetzt auf iTunes und gib ihnen 5 Sterne.
Hey, this is WWE Superstar Apollo Crews and you're listening to mysportradio.de.
Hören, was andere denken auf meinsportradio.de.
Good day, everyone. I'm Stephanie McMahon, conference call for the WWE Evolution. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Joe Quinn. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I want to thank you guys for joining the call. This evening, afternoon, and morning for some of you. I know we got a lot of people covering a lot of different time zones, so appreciate you guys' time. Right now, I'd like to turn it over to WWE Chief Brand Officer, Stephanie McMahon.
Good morning, afternoon, and evening, everyone. I'm anxious to take your calls. I'm so incredibly proud of this event, the first ever all-women's pay-per-view live streaming event, Evolution, on October 28th from Nassau Coliseum, New York. I'm so proud, and I can't wait to take your questions.
I'm Sky Sports Crew Italy. Matthew was in Dallas, Texas during WrestleMania 32. On that time, you told that an all-women WrestleMania main event could happen inside of 5 years. Now we are halfway through. Can we consider WWE Evolution a crucial step in the right direction?
Absolutely. WWE Evolution is a crucial step in the right direction. It is the crucial and next step in the evolution of women's equality and women's wrestling in WWE.
Okay, thank you. And the second one, Ronda Rousey is already a great success for WWE. All media talk about her. Do you think her presence may reduce other women competitors in Raw, such as the former champion Sasha Banks or Bayley, and up-and-coming talents such as Ember Moon?
I believe your question is, how is Ronda Rousey basically opening the doors and paving the way for some of our other female superstars to really rise to prominence in terms of publicity and promotion? And Ronda is absolutely key to helping open these doors. She has star power and presence. She brings such a diverse history and background, from, you know, competing in the Olympics, to becoming the first ever UFC champion, to becoming the first ever female UFC Hall of Famer. And I'm sorry, I should have said female UFC champion, you know, to starring in movies, to just being a philanthropist and an entrepreneur. She's actually an executive producer as well. She really runs the gamut, and she certainly brings a tremendous star power and presence and audience from outside of the WWE spectrum. So she has absolutely increased the interest in women's wrestling in WWE. She has brightened the spotlight, if you will, for all of our female competitors. And that's exactly what Ronda wants to do. She wants to raise the bar for the women's division and bring a brighter light to it that has ever shined before.
Our next question is from Alex McCarthy from Give Me Sports.
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for talking to us today.
Absolutely, Alex. Thanks for being on the call.
We know Lita and Trish Stratus will return at Evolution, but other than those two, we don't know any other confirmed returns or matches for Legends. The Royal Rumble featured plenty of nostalgic returns. Was there more of an effort to focus on the current talent for this pay-per-view, or should we expect some more surprises yet?
Oh, come on, Alex. You know the answer to that. This is WWE. You should always expect the unexpected.
That's very, very
actually,
fair.
This is the evolution. This is the evolution of WWE. So it's, you know, then, now, and forever is more than just a tagline for us. It really does represent where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. And we try our best to represent that, you know, throughout our programming. And Evolution is no different.
And also, a number of female superstars I've spoken to in the WWE have credited you for playing such a huge role in the strides women have made in the company over the past few years. I, like many others, thought you did a great job at WrestleMania this year. Were you tempted to compete at the first ever all-women's WWE pay-per-view, and are you still open to doing so in the future?
So, first and foremost, I'm just privileged to have the opportunity to be the voice of this movement. Really, this has been a movement that has been happening, you know, for ever since women have stepped in the ring. And it is really every woman in every promotion who has made this happen. But I am really privileged and honored to be the voice and to help push this forward in as many ways as we possibly can. In terms of my match at WrestleMania, again, that was, I wouldn't say that I'm an accomplished and skilled wrestler in the ring. You know, it was probably one of the most challenging things I've ever done in my life, getting in the ring against Ronda Rousey with Triple H as my tag team partner and against Kurt Angle, Olympic gold medalist. I currently do not have any plans to compete in Evolution. This is about our women's division. And however, of course, I'm always open to getting in the ring if it's what's best for business.
And do you have a match at Evolution that you're most looking forward to that we know about thus far?
Oh, goodness. No, I'm really looking forward to all of them. I truly am. The ones that, you know, have been announced, Ronda versus Nikki for the Raw Women's Championship. I mean, Becky versus Charlotte is going to go down as one of the greatest rivalries of all time, I think, for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Trish and Lita, of course, against Alexa and Mickey. You know, the NXT Women's Championship match, Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler, I think it might be a contender to steal the show. The finals of the Mae Young Classic. I mean, the list really goes on and on. This is going to be an incredible show. It's going to be high quality. It's going to be incredible wrestling and action and storytelling. I think that we are going to leave our audience wanting more.
Thank you so much, Stephanie, and we can't wait for Evolution.
Thank you, Alex.
Our next question is from Nims Azor from Croc Media.
Hello, Stephanie. How are you?
Hello, Nims. I'm great. How are you?
I'm going really, really good. Thank you. We're all getting very, very excited here in Australia for Evolution, and we really enjoyed the Super Showdown when you guys were down here, so thank you for coming out. But I do want to focus on Evolution because while this is a landmark event, I mean, it's the first ever all-women's pay-per-view that has been mentioned, but just looking at the diversity of the women on the roster, I mean, we've got women from the UK, Ireland, Japan, North America, even Australia too, and Canada. It's just amazing how, was this all part of the plan to sort of make it not just an all-women event, but a very global event as well?
Absolutely, and that is a part of WWE's recruiting strategy moving forward. And if you've heard Paul Levesque, a.k.a. Triple H, yes, my husband, who did finally beat The Undertaker at Super Showdown in Melbourne, he has talked a lot about global localization. And, you know, with the development of the NXT UK show that's going to be launching on WWE Network this Wednesday, where we do crown the first ever NXT UK Women's Champion, to plans to replicate this model, you know, really all over the world. We are looking to be as global as possible because WWE is a global media brand available in 180 countries and in 24 different languages. And we absolutely want to be as diverse as we possibly can.
So we saw on the WWE Network from the Cruiserweight Classic was born 205 Live. From the UK tournament came NXT UK, which we're really looking forward to seeing debut. The Mae Young Classic now in its second year. This year, is it probably even better than the last? Can we possibly see in the future maybe some specialist women's wrestling on the WWE Network in the future?
Quite possibly. Again, what we try to do as a company is really give our audience what they want. We want to give them an experience that's worthy of their passion. And we saw such high viewership for all of these programs, such high interest across digital and social media. Our fans are demanding more from us, and hence the creation of these shows.
Well, I'll leave you with one last question, Stephanie. You saw how well Australians can fill an arena for the WWE, and the WWE universe down here is very, very big. Is there any chance that we could see another Super Showdown come our way, please?
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to ask for WrestleMania. You know, absolutely. Again, we are looking to be as big as we possibly can be, and we will be doing a lot more growth and expansion in terms of our pay-per-views and specials all over the world.
Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for your time. There is still 3 weeks till the pay-per-view, so there's plenty of room for you to maybe somehow get onto that card, too, because I think we'd all love to see you in action at Evolution.
Oh, let's be clear. You all want to see me get my butt kicked. It's very different.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Hören, was andere denken. meinsportradio.de.
Du kannst das Knockout kriegen.
Oder das App. Jetzt. Hören, was andere denken. meinsportradio.de. Like it auf Facebook/meinsportradio.
Next question comes from Ash Rose from TalkSport.
Stephanie, always an absolute pleasure to talk to you. How are you doing today?
I am great, thank you, Ash. How are you?
Very well, and all the best talking to you, of course. What Evolution, obviously an amazing event. Is this a plan to do an annual thing to make this kind of like a women's WrestleMania, so to speak, or is it at the moment your plan just a one-off event?
Well, we haven't made any official announcements as of yet, but again, if this is the success that I think it's going to be, then you can probably plan on it.
Oh, I hope so. But for you, what will be the final challenge for the Evolution women's wrestling? I mean, is it will be when we're not talking about it anymore, or do you see it that there's always targets to head to for the women of WWE?
At the moment, I think there's targets. You know, ultimately, will we have achieved success when we're no longer, you know, talking about the difference between men and women's wrestling? Perhaps. You know, I do want to see a women's main event at WrestleMania. Of course, all matches are main events at WrestleMania, but, you know, I would love to see our women close the show. I think that that would be really a crowning achievement in this movement.
And so I know you've people already said about you stepping in the ring and you're being quite hesitant about it, but if you could get in the ring at Evolution, is there an opponent that you would ideally see in the other corner? Who would Stephanie McMahon's dream opponent be?
Oh, goodness gracious. I don't know that I can answer that question. I've had so many dream opportunities in the ring, and it was probably highlighted by WrestleMania this year against Ronda, for sure.
And then finally, obviously, this is a question you probably answered in your head a million times before, but seeing where you come, where the women's revolution's come from, especially when you first started to appear on TV, could you ever have dreamed that we'd get to this point?
Absolutely. I dreamed it every day.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Just a reminder, it's star one if you'd like to ask a question. If you find that your question has been answered and you would like to remove yourself from the queue, please press star two. We'll move on to Vicente Diaz from Mundo Deportivo.
Hello, Stephanie from Spain. How are you?
Hello, Vicente. I'm great. How are you?
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. I want to ask you, as we speak, we have only six matches confirmed for Evolution, and we are less than 2 weeks away from the pay-per-view. Can we expect more announcements in the coming days?
Absolutely. Stay tuned to Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live.
And we've seen the evolution of the women wrestling has been amazing for the last 4 or 5 years. If you could go back in time, is there anything that you would like to change or modify to make it even bigger?
You know, that's an interesting question. It's like asking if anything in your life, if you could go back and change, would you do something differently? I think that we are where we are for a reason. And I don't like to look backwards. I like to look forwards. I like to learn lessons from the past. I like to remember what worked, and I like to understand and never replicate what didn't work. And I think we're here at this place and time for a reason. And I just really look forward to continuing this momentum and continuing to evolve.
Just finally, because I will be there at Evolution, I will see the pay-per-view live. And I would like to ask you, because we'll make history, and WWE for sure is setting up a big stage with the media appearances, red carpets, charity events. Can you tell us a bit more about how the company, what the company has in mind to make this event bigger and better, also outside the ring?
Well, you actually just nailed it. We do have a number of different events cross-platform for the community. In particular, we'll be announcing a new partner, but we haven't made that official yet, so I'm not going to do that on this call. We are absolutely activating across multiple platforms. It's a bigger media turnout than ever before, a number of women-focused media as well that have not previously supported WWE will be out to support our women. For WWE Evolution, our programming across our network, digital and social media. We have, of course, all of our incredible women who are training from around the world at the Performance Center who will also be activating through digital and social media supporting this event. So it is a comprehensive, all lines of business support, merchandise as well. So we are really getting behind this in the biggest way possible for our women. And again, we couldn't be more excited. It's not just for our women, it's for our audience. You know, the WWE Universe demanded this movement, and we're giving it to them.
Thank you so much. Hopefully I will meet you there in person. Thank you.
I would love that, Vicente.
Our next question is from Constantinos Lianos from Daily Express.
Hi, Stephanie. Great to meet you, and thanks for the invite.
Thank you, Constantino.
As we said, Ronda Rousey has been unstoppable in WWE, and a lot of people see her as the person that will lead the way in the future. She will be the one to beat. What kind of role do you see Ronda playing in the women's division for the next few years?
Well, I think Ronda's already proven she's definitely one of the ones to beat, if not the one to beat. And again, we have tremendous talent on the roster in WWE, male and female. What I think Ronda really brings is this level of, first of all, she brings an outside audience to the game. And secondly, she brings this level of intensity that, you know, is very difficult to match. She's been in the octagon. She's competed in the Olympics. She knows what it takes to be a champion. And that's exactly what she is right now. I think that, her matches thus far and her match at Evolution will prove exactly where she belongs on the roster.
and Alexa Bliss has also been so impressive and so successful as well. What did you make of her recent WWE success, and what do you expect her to bring in her match against Trish Stratus and Lita?
Well, I think, you know, you can't just highlight one, right? It's not just Alexa Bliss. It's Becky Lynch. It's Charlotte Flair. It's Ember Moon. It's Naomi. It's Sasha Banks. It's every single person on our women's roster are bringing a different level of competition, of showmanship, if you will. They are exciting to watch. They're incredible personalities, and they're incredibly talented in the ring. They are incredible performers. They're professional athletes. And I think they're only continuing to raise their own level of competition.
And lastly, how would you like the women's division to look like in 10 years' time?
I would like for there to be just as many women as there are men on the WWE roster, and for there to be true equality and parity.
Thank you very much, Stephanie, and all the best.
Thank you very much. You too.
Our next question is from Kevin Sheeran from mindsportradio.de.
Hello, Stephanie. Greetings from Germany. I have a question about the feedback that you get from young girls, especially when you are at the Be a Star campaigns and you're doing your work. How do little girls take WWE Evolution coming up?
Well, from the little girls that I've spoken to, and it's actually interesting, I was just out to dinner last night with my three little girls because I have three daughters, 12, 10, and 8. And my husband, of course, is in the UK recording the NXT UK show. And I was stopped for autographs by three little girls in this restaurant. And it was something I usually don't get stopped and asked for autographs, actually, when I'm out to eat. Normally it's my husband. So it caught me off guard a little bit. But the fact that they were young girls and how excited they were about Evolution, because, of course, I asked, and who they look up to and who their role models are. You know, the thing about WWE's women's roster is that we're trying to show diversity, because it's so important to understand and to see yourself reflected in true success stories, whether that's in business, in sports, in media. You need to be able to see yourself reflected to know that it's possible. So we have all different body types. We have all different, ethnicities. We have all different religious backgrounds, personal beliefs, you name it, because we really encompass all different beliefs in the world. That's our universe. That's our fan base. And that's exemplified through our roster. So we want little girls to be able to see these women achieve success and achieve their dreams, because we want every girl to know that she is capable of anything she wants to be.
When a little girl comes to you and asks, how can I become a WWE superstar? What do I have to bring to the table to maybe one day be the WWE women's champion? What do you tell them?
Well, the very first thing I tell them is an education. You have to have, your background. You have to have an incredible education before you can do anything in life. And then you just have to set your goals and work hard for them. You can be anything, but you have to work for it and never give up.
And my last question, how interested would you be in producing the show like your husband does with NXT UK? But in the media's eye and in my eyes, this is your show. How would you like to produce it?
Well, I think that would be wonderful, but there are those who are far greater skilled at that than I who will be producing the show. But thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time.
And this concludes today's question and answer session. Mr. Quinn, at this time, I'll turn the conference back to you for any additional or closing remarks.
No, thank you, everybody, for joining. Really appreciate your time. And thank you again.
Wait, I would like to say something for anyone else who's on the line. Hopefully you guys are still on there. And I would just like to say thank you to all of the media for helping to spread this message. Because without you, without amplifying all of these voices, this movement doesn't happen. So thank you for your role in helping spread the message of Evolution and of women's equality around the world. Thank you.
Bully Special. 2 Stunden, 9 Partien, 18 Teams. Kevin Scheuren macht euch heiß auf die Bundesliga. Taktik, Tipps und Tore. Das Duell der Experten im Bully Special. Die Vorschau auf den Spieltag auf meinsportradio.de. Hören, was andere denken. meinsportradio.de. Folge uns auf twitter.com/meinsportradio.
Ein letztes Mal melde ich mich kurz zurück hier bei Pinfall, dem Wrestling-Magazin auf meinsportradio.de. Das war der Conference-Call mit Stephanie McMahon. Heute Nacht natürlich wieder WWE Raw auf Sky zu sehen und SmackDown dann in der Nacht von Dienstag auf Mittwoch ebenfalls live bei Sky. Und das Ganze danach auch auf ProSiebenMax Mittwoch und am Donnerstag. Wir freuen uns auf die WWE Live-Tour, wir freuen uns aber auch das, was hier bei Pinfall so ansteht, nämlich erneut der Hinweis darauf, am 7.11. das WWE Tryout in Köln, da werde ich vor Ort sein und werde eine kleine Reportage für diesen Podcast machen, am 8.11. live bei der Show in Frankfurt sein, an meinem Geburtstag und werden natürlich auch über Evolution und über Crown Jewel sprechen, so Crown Jewel in Saudi-Arabien denn stattfinden wird. Werden aber auch ein bisschen was anderes machen hier bei Pinfall, haben uns da so ein paar Gedanken gemacht, wie wir diesen Podcast ein bisschen auffrischen können, denn, sagen wir mal ehrlich, es gibt viele Wrestling-Podcasts in Deutschland und wir haben nun mal die Möglichkeit, auch an Interviews mit WWE-Superstars ranzukommen, für euch das gewisse Etwas vielleicht zu bieten und aber auch mal über Themen zu sprechen, die die WWE betreffen, die ein bisschen außerhalb vom aktuellen Geschehen sind, ein bisschen außerhalb von dem, was man vielleicht so kennt und wir uns deswegen auch mal Zeit nehmen wollen, über kleinere Themenaspekte zu sprechen. Wenn ihr da Ideen habt, über was wir sprechen sollen und wenn ihr vielleicht auch eine Idee habt, wenn man Gast sein soll hier bei Pinfall, dann gerne auf unserer Facebook-Seite @pinfallmsr einfach mal suchen, liken und schreiben. Natürlich auch bei Twitter @pinfallmsr, wenn ihr uns persönlich folgen wollt, meinen Kollegen Thomas Steuer, der dann hoffentlich beim nächsten Mal auch wieder dabei sein wird, @steuerkreuz und meine Wenigkeit Kevin Scheuren unter @ks_0811. Der Hashtag bei Twitter ist natürlich auch pinfallmsr. Das war's, das kleine feine Special hier, der Conference Call, die Pressekonferenz sozusagen von Stephanie McMahon vor WWE Evolution, dem ersten reinen Frauen-Pay-Per-View von World Wrestling Entertainment in der Nacht vom 28. auf den 29. Oktober, natürlich live auf dem WWE Network. Wir hören uns wieder hier bei uns in der Sendung. Bis dahin bleibt meinsportradio.de treu, rezensiert Pinfall und alle anderen Podcasts von meinsportradio.de bei iTunes gerne mit 5 Sternen. Macht's gut, bleibt gesund, bis zum nächsten Mal und tschüss.
Mein Lieblingspodcast auf meinsportradio.de.
Hi, hier ist Kevin Scheuren von Pinfall, dem Wrestling-Magazin auf meinsportradio.de. Ihr seid Fans von WWE, WXW und Co.? Dann seid ihr bei mir genau richtig. Zu jeder WWE-Großveranstaltung, davor und danach, sagen wir euch, was abgeht, auf was ihr achten solltet und wer die Matches gewinnt. Euch gefällt, was wir machen? Dann hinterlasst uns eine Rezension bei iTunes. Am liebsten sehen wir natürlich 5 Sterne.
Dir gefällt, was du hörst? Dann rezensiere unsere Sendungen jetzt auf iTunes und gib ihnen 5 Sterne.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.